The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
From Juan's house, where he's busy getting super concerned about veggie pizza, you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with the only two guys that bothered to show up this time, Gabe and Juan.
What are we talking about first?
Oh, Attack the Block.
Okay, well, that's we're recording, okay. By the way. So.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 119 of Thinking Fuck, Outside the Long
that's
Box.
That's a lot.
I'm Gabe.
Come on.
And today we're going to be talking about...
Sorry.
Today we're going to be talking about how I put a ceiling fan in. That was pretty cool.
You did?
Yeah. I actually took an old light fixture down, put in a new light fixture, and then took out another light fixture and put up a ceiling fan.
Nice.
All without electrocuting myself. It's like a science fiction story. Like the movie we're about to talk about. Excellent segue. Thank you very much, Juan.
That's awful.
I know. Sorry.
I don't know what fucking... I don't know. I'll have to turn it up later.
Juan got his new soundboard out. It's gigantic, she said. That's why he hasn't said a single goddamn thing yet.
That's a lie. I've said a lot of stuff. Oh, it's because I think I'm right on top of the mic, and that's why my side's loud, and you're never on top of the mic.
Oh, is so that my problem?
Yeah.
Do I need to be like
there
this?
There you go.
Is that a little better?
There she blows.
It's what I feel like is happening right now. I'm blowing
you're
this
blowing?
Microphone.
That, well, that's how you should be. As long as you don't put your lips and your tongue actually on the microphone,
that's
you should
my problem,
be pretty fucking
is I
close.
Got big... fat, juicy lips, so they touch the microphone all the time.
Well, take 1 centimeter back then.
That's... We've already established that I'm really bad at simple math, so we shouldn't talk about... We shouldn't talk about centimeters or anything right now. Oh, man. Okay, so this was one of Doyle's choices. So we left last...
Oh, what are we talking about? I don't even know what we're
Attack
talking
about.
Attack the Block.
Oh, okay. We've already established this. Literally... In
you
the
did?
Opening moments of this,
oh, fuck.
He said, what are we talking about? I said, Attack the Block. And you said, oh, we're recording now. And then I said, welcome to episode 119. And now we're basically caught up to where
can I have
are
a beer?
shit.
I think it's wise. That fucking movie came out in 2011.
Yeah, so anyway...
It's almost like a pop culture classic.
At the end of our last recording session, we let Tim and Doyle pick what we were going to talk about this recording session. And of course...
That was stupid of us.
Neither of them showed up. this movie, I went into... The only understanding I had of it is that Doyle had called it an urban science fiction movie, which meant to me that... That means Doyle thinks that there's black people in it, and it's science fiction.
I think that that's what he meant.
I think
I thought
that's
what
he meant, too.
But I was like, oh, that's his PC way of saying it has black people in it.
Yeah, so it did, but they're London black people, which came as a total fucking surprise
so
to me.
They're kind of white.
No, they're still black. Black people are black people, even if they have shitty British accents.
I don't know. They sound white.
No, they don't. They sound British. There's a
which is white.
No.
That's what I think of when I hear British people.
Man, okay.
Is that racist? I don't think that's
I don't
racist.
Know.
I think that's more when I'm generalizing people. What does that mean? What does that
stereotyping?
Stereotyping. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's racist though.
Because I
don't hate them because they sound white. Right?
You just assume that they sound white.
I just assume that they are white.
All, you
they
you think
sound.
All British people are white when you hear their
it's
voice?
It's just the way it is. I don't.
If you hear
no,
a
no,
British
no,
person
no, no, no.
talking, you're like, oh, that's
I'm
a white guy.
They're white. Yes.
And
yes.
then you're like, oh,
I don't think all British people are white.
That's crazy that he's Mexican.
I don't think I've ever seen a.
That's crazy that he's from
a
Pakistan.
Brown British person.
Or they, I think they're brown British people are Pakistani.
Oh, okay. So they're not even
yeah,
Brits
or like
then.
Indian. No, they're British. They're like, we're Americans, Juan, but we're also Mexicans. We're Mexican
Americans. I'm not Mexican.
Oh, I forgot you're Puerto Rican.
No, what the proper term would be Hispanic because I'm
not
Mexican. I don't come from Mexico. I come from the United States.
No, I'm not even going to get into how complicated this crab is. You know what I'm saying, though. Like, you have Mexican descendancy.
Correct. Yeah.
And so they're British people with, like, African or Pakistani descendancy.
That's weird, huh?
Yeah, I hate thinking about it. Can we...
At least it's not dare you!
Let's not talk about math.
That's math?
Yeah, it's like, how many people removed are you from where you were before?
Oh, that's true.
It's like minus three generations from Mexico.
Right, because my parents were from Mexico, so I'm one.
So I'm two.
Yeah.
Because, well...
Was your mom... Where was your real mom born?
Well, my real mom was born in Colorado.
So then you are two, then, yeah. Right?
Well, I assume so. You know, now that my birth family, I'm probably more like...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
35 or 40. I guess
real mom is real Americans. not the right way to say that.
You just ignored everything I just said. Well, it was amazing.
I don't want it to sound like I'm hating on your other parents, because that's not... It's your birth mom right way to say that. Yeah. I said real mom, and that's not... I don't think that's okay.
It's all confusing now. Seriously, like, I literally have to think about the three different halves of my family. Like, I don't get... Okay, so my kids, like, they're in this situation where there's five parents and, like, six kids overall.
That's a lot.
Wait, no. Three... Yeah, six kids overall. So it's like
five parents?
Yeah, so it's me and Mel and Zeke and Julie and Matt, who's Matt's dad. And then Bailey...
I don't know who Matt and Matt are.
So Bailey, Sophia... Ashton and Hannah, okay, and then Julie has Matt and Cecilia. So there's six kids with five parents.
I didn't know the older of Julie's came from another person.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and now there's that plus. Oh, you also have a real mom, your sister.
You have six parents.
Your sister, my sister, has like seven kids that. Their age range is like impossible for me to like circumnavigate. Like, just like, oh God, so many new people. They're all like, hi, my name's such and such. I'm all not going to remember this.
Hi, I'm your uncle.
I'm Gabe. I eat food. Okay. So back to Attack the Block.
It was
so
awful.
What?
No, I actually like
it.
Oh,
okay.
It. I actually like
so the first...
I say that about every single thing we talk about, and you always are like, what?
Well, I just... I surprise easy one. So here's the thing. Like, not really knowing much about this movie other than it was science fiction and urban, whatever the fuck that was supposed to mean.
Doyle knows.
Yeah, Doyle knows. So other than those two things... Like, I didn't know anything about it. So the first, like, 5-10 minutes of the movie were, like, kind of boring because it's just, like, shitty teenagers being, like, awful to a couple people. And then Nick Frost was in it, and I was like, okay, sold. As the weed dealer, which is even better. And then all of a sudden it was, like, kill space aliens and stuff. And the movie went, like, on a direct slope upwards. Like, it got so, like...
So, down. Wait a minute, Nick Frost. Oh, shit,
this
good.
Is amazing. So it's, like, a group of young, kind of, like, street thug kids that are kind of at that crossroads between just being, like, juvenile delinquents and being, like, full-on gangsters.
Do you want me to read the first thing on the wiki?
Sure, why not?
It says, Attack the Block is a 2011 British science fiction comedy horror film. You should learn something, Doyle.
It doesn't say urban anywhere.
Watch it, Will.
I know.
Written and directed by Joe Cornish and starring Joy, John Boyega, Jodie Whittaker, and Nick Frost.
Oh, that's John Boyega?
Yeah, the... I was going to say the main black guy, but yeah, the main black guy.
British guy.
British guy. Whatever. Star Wars.
The guy from Star Yes. Wars. Finn. He has a name. His name's Finn, not John Boyega.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about? The film centers on a teenage street gang who have to defend themselves from predatory alien invaders on a council estate in South London on Guy Fawkes Night. Fox? That's how you say his name.
Yeah.
Released on May 11, 2011, it underperformed at the box office but received a positive critical reception with particular praise for Cornish's direction and Boyega's performance and several international accolades. So this happened pre-Star Wars.
Star Wars.
I didn't pay attention to when it came out.
I didn't pay attention to anything other than the movie.
Right.
It didn't even occur to me that it's one of those movies where you sit the whole movie thinking, man, I know that guy from somewhere. I just can't place where it is. It's only like one of the biggest fucking movies that's ever come out ever, but you know, whatever.
Is it, you think?
Financially, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to look up the IMDb while you're talking.
But yeah.
I can see if there's any.
So watching this movie was a blast. Like, it started out super kind of weird and dull, and then
I kind of thought it would be like every British thing I've ever watched, and because
I thought it would be funnier.
A lot of the British stuff I watch is comedy,
right?
And it's very, if you don't know British humor and that's not your thing,
it's not.
And
funny.
You watch it, yeah. It's not. It usually comes off very dry and very slow.
You're like, man, that guy's mean.
So I kind of felt like it would be like that until it kind of amped up, and I was like, oh shit, this is not anything like I thought it was going to be. It was pretty cool. I enjoyed that throw.
Like the younger guys are, like I said, they're kind of on the cusp between like just being kind of like shitty street kids and like actual gangsters, right? And they're kind of tied up because they want to keep the corpse of like the creature that they killed in this dude's weed room, which A, is amazing, and B, like,
would you want to keep something like that, by the way? I mean, I feel like I don't really know what it is, so if it starts like decomposing and releasing gases and shit, I might fucking,
I mean,
die.
That's kind of what it did.
Yeah.
Because it gets that stuff all over him. That's how the other ones are tracking
him. Right. But I mean, just in general, like, I don't know that I would. I'd have to encase it in something.
I would probably put it in, like, a tub of ice or something.
What, are you trying to bring it back to life?
No, but, like, so that when I call, like, a scientist, I don't know. Like, what do you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Would you keep it? Or are you like Will Smithing it and you're taking it to Area 51?
Oh, no, I would take it somewhere. I'd be like, no, I'm not keeping this. This is gross.
Take it to a taxidermist?
That's a good choice. Be like, I found this thing. Make it a statue. Yeah,
it's, I don't know what it is.
If you could make him flipping the bird and grabbing his crotch, that'd be a huge bonus.
Does he have a crotch?
I assume. I mean, maybe not.
He might have it on his chin. He might be a Balchinian. For Men in Black.
Stupid as shit. Punch him in the chin.
I love that movie. I don't know if I love that movie, but I liked it.
It's a really good movie.
I liked it. I don't know. Is two the one where... No, three is the one where he finds out that his dad dies.
I don't think I've seen the third one.
Right? Because it's one, two, he brings Kay back, and then three, they go to figure out... Because it's the guy... That's the time travel one, the third one.
I don't think I've seen
the third one.
And then
the fourth one is the international. I believe so. I believe I'm correct. That one was very sad at the end because his dad died. And that's how... So at the very beginning of the third one, he's hating on his dad and he's talking a lot of shit about him. But Kay knows that what happened because it happened in the past. And then his dad dies. And so he wipes little Jay's memories. And that's why he recruits him later on in his life.
Oh, okay.
And so that's why he kind of takes care of him. And so that's, it was just sad. It was a really sad movie at the end, which is weird.
It sounds really good. I kind of want to watch it. Like, I seriously have never seen the third one.
I like them all. I like Will Smith. It really takes a lot for a Will Smith movie, too.
I like the first two. Like, they're really fun. I just never saw the third one.
That's weird. I haven't seen the fourth one yet. So.
There's a lot of movies like that, though, where I just don't ever see it because...
Right.
Not even because they get bad reviews or whatever. I just have so much stuff going on.
I want to see a lot of stuff is my problem.
Jesus.
I'm not paying attention.
Yeah, it's okay. But yeah, so this movie, like, the big pluses of it, the acting's really good in it. You know, there's moments where, like, these kids are having, like, literal, like, moral quandaries, like, about how do I deal with this thing? Like, I've created this problem. How many other problems have I created in my life through my actions? Like, that kind of stuff. It has this subtext to it that's, like, really, really interesting. The creatures in it are cool as hell with, like, seriously bare minimum need for prosthetics or anything. Like, they're just black furry things. You never actually see what they look like, and then they have those cool glow in the dark teeth, and that's it.
Do you like movies like that?
Yeah,
where you never see the actual thing that's of danger.
Well, I mean, you see it though.
No, but
they're just like a black, like, hole with a giant mouth,
right?
Like,
but I mean, like, what's that movie that just came out with Julia Roberts?
Bird Box.
There you go. Or like you never really see anything, or the one you had to be quiet.
Yeah, A Quiet Place.
A Quiet Place.
Yeah.
I think you get a quick glimpse of the creature in that one, but you don't really
see it.
I don't know if I'm more scared of that or if it's like, holy shit, that creature looks fucking crazy.
It depends. Like, sometimes, because there's definitely been movies where they, like, build suspense and build suspense and build suspense, and then you see the creature and you're like,
suspense gone.
And you're just like, man, that's just a bitch in a rubber suit. What the fuck? You know, like, there's definitely...
I like bitches in rubber suits.
I do, too. But, like, sometimes a movie's, like, super, super great, and then you see the monster, like, God damn it. They just ruined this movie. It was so good. Like, I can't think of a movie like that off the top of my head, though, anymore, because I just don't watch too many creature feature horror movies.
I mean, do they really make a lot of creature feature movies anymore?
They do, but, like, they make them... They make them more as sequels and stuff. Like, there's been a new Jeepers Creepers. There's that new Critters that's coming out that looks awesome.
I don't like the size of them.
You know,
they look weird.
Yeah. The other thing that I've been noticing a lot is nature gone amok monsters, like the Meg and Crawl, the new alligator movie.
I didn't watch that one. Is that what it was?
It just came out. Like, it came out, like, last week, and Hannah's been pestering the shit out of me to watch it. I'm like, it's rated R. Like, I was comfortable taking you to see the Meg because it's PG-13, and I know you're not going to watch, like, some dude's arm just get straight ripped off. But it's like an alligator movie, and it's rated R, and I'm like, there's either a shitload of sex in it, which
doesn't... Do they show the alligators?
In the preview.
In the previews, did they? I don't remember seeing them.
Yeah. But there's just, in my brain, I'm like, there's going to be a dude who, like, gets decapitated and there's blood everywhere. And Hannah's going to have a total freak out. Never be able to get into, like, a pool again. Oh, man.
Doyle's writing us, hopefully, for Attack the Block.
Hopefully, he's writing us about how much he fucking hates Outlander, which is coming up in a couple episodes. Oh man, we'll get to that in a minute. But so, what were the things that you liked about this movie? Because you said you dug it too.
I mean, I like alien stuff. That's really what it boils down to. I like science fiction. Damn near everything. Like you said, Critters look... Nobody likes Critters. You know what I mean? Like,
I like Critters.
No, I know that. I know that. But I mean...
people like Critters.
I mean, that movie's not going to be... If it hits the theaters like a normal movie will, because I don't even... I think it's going straight to DVD.
No, it's not. Going straight to video on demand.
That's not going to be a fucking... That's not going to make money. You know what I mean? Most people don't want to see movies like that. But I like damn near everything that's science fiction. Critters, Alien, which was obviously made a shit ton of money. But I liked it because it was alien stuff. It's cool. That always is attractive for me.
I don't know.
And John Boyega and Jodie Whittaker. I mean, I knew both of them. And it made me like the movie a little bit more because there was a doctor and there was a Star Wars actor in there.
That is pretty cool.
It's cool.
I genuinely didn't catch on to that, but it was like the movie is way better acted than it has any right to be. You know what I'm saying? like no movie with this caliber of plot line should have like people having real emotional moments in it and stuff. And I was pretty impressed with that.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoyed the shit out of it.
And it makes me think because I didn't watch this in 2011.
Oh, for sure. So, I watched this on like Wednesday. Right. Like,
so you go, oh man, I wonder if this is some of the reason why, because I don't know how much money it made or any of that. I didn't look at any of that. But
well, I mean, it did say it underperformed in the theater.
It did say that. It did
in the
say
theater.
That. But I didn't, you go and you say, well, a lot of people thought John Boyega did good. I don't remember when the first remake of Star Wars came out. But it's got to be like 7 years ago, right? Six
something
or seven
like
years ago, something like that. So that might have been, you know, not the reason, but a reason he got cast.
Reason.
You know, Jodie Whittaker got cast as Doctor Who, I think 3 years ago, 4 years ago, you know. So it's cool to see them. Again, I don't know either of their careers like well, but it was cool to see kind of progression in both of their careers.
Yeah, and it's neat to see like people's earlier work. Because like you said, you get to kind of see where they come from and like what they're doing, you know, before they get that huge thing. Yeah. Like,
because for me, both of them, at least, both of them were, their career started for me on Star Wars and Doctor Who.
Right.
That I'd never heard of either one of those two people before they attached themselves to both of those movies. So.
Right.
But it is cool. I enjoy going back and being like, oh, he sucked in that movie. Or you know, it was amazing in this movie or whatever, you know. Like in the movie we're going to talk about in a few weeks, maybe next week, I'm not sure, Chris Tucker in Fifth Element. Like, I mean, I knew he was in the movie, you know, because I've watched the movie fucking dozens of times. But
right.
It's cool to be like, fuck, that guy was in Friday or in Rush Hour or all
Dude,
these
that
other
guy's
things.
In like 1,000 movies. Oh, man.
Fucking broke Tim. What a bitch.
They're over here on Facebook complaining about how they can't be here because they got jobs and shit.
I got a job, bitch.
I know.
Just I'm off
mine's
on
during
Sundays.
The day. Not next week, though. As we're recording this, we're getting ready to go to San Diego Comic Book Convention.
Yeah, you'll probably... Well, it'll come out tomorrow, so you'll hear. We're leaving in... T-minus like 19 hours.
Yeah, something like
you
that.
Hear this.
I definitely don't want to go to work tomorrow.
I'm trying to stay up tonight as much as possible. And then so I go to work tired and then I work and then I'm going to come home with the rental car and just pass out.
Nice.
I'm going to try. We'll see how that works.
Going to leave it the break of dawn, literally midnight.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
11:59.
No. Got to leave Tuesday. Tuesday, got to leave on Tuesday. Just kidding.
All right, 12:01. Well, I'm waiting on Doyle, but he hasn't said anything about... He said some shit about Outlander, but he didn't say anything about Attack the Block. Like
well,
he
knows that he likes it, and he picked it, and he thinks it's urban. So, should tell you pretty much everything you need to know about Doyle and about this movie. So, if you have any thoughts on Outlander, be sure to...
You mean Attack the Block?
Attack the Block. If you have any thoughts on Outlander, look forward to that episode, because it's just going to be me and Doyle and Juan shitting all over it while Tim pretends like it's good. So...
Let's see. There's a goof. Continuity goof. Near the end of the movie, when Moses jumps through the doorway with the female alien carcass on his back, it hits the top of the door frame and is knocked off. In the next shot, it's back in place.
Nice. Magic and aliens.
There's a plot hole. Pest appears to have a magical backpack. As the gang pulls out and uses all of his fireworks, more magically appear a minute afterwards. at around 16 minutes, when Moses first meets with Hi-Hats in the weed room, neither he nor the alien corp show any of the luminescence that shows up when Moses returns. And this invasion is supposedly an alien breeding pattern, but such things do not involve a lone female, nor would it make any sense to choose an inhabited area easily identified by a mass of artificial lights, nor does it make sense for them to have spacecraft but no other technology.
Okay.
That makes sense.
What if it's because they're aliens?
What's part of that whole thing that
it's
I just said?
It's all magic.
Okay.
The magic
left
space
that completely
aliens.
Open.
Exactly. Dude, I'm sorry there's plot holes. Space aliens. Yeah. Giant plot hole.
You don't know that yet.
Well, let's hope that they don't come in giant black dog glowed in the dark teeth fashion, because that would be pretty fucking horrifying, to be honest.
It is kind of weird, some of those things, though. I think Doyle had mentioned it last time, like in War of the Worlds.
Yeah.
Like they come here and they're
germs
just destroyed
them.
By germs.
Or the water thing.
Or
in
the water.
Signs.
Yeah, it's like, what? Like, how? They're so smart, but they're so stupid. Like, I'm supposed to believe that?
I mean, maybe it's just like an analog for people, because we're really smart. We do some pretty cool stuff, but also killing the planet.
I don't do anything, so I don't do any
Dude,
cool stuff.
We use all this technology. Kidding me?
The thing is, though,
Explain
I don't...
Explain to me how the internet works.
I don't really do any of this. All I do is plug a cord into this
exactly,
thing that somebody fucking made.
Somebody
so
really
that
smart
one guy
made, that.
Made this. Yeah, yeah, but I didn't. All I did was plug some shit in.
Right. And as you plug it in, you're killing the planet. So super smart people... super smart people make the things that destroy us all.
That's true. Aliens. Somebody's making an alien.
On that note... Please
thumbs
let us
up, thumbs middle,
thumbs,
thumbs
up.
Down.
I give it a
thumbs
up.
Thumbs up. I give it a thumbs up. I'm guessing that Doyle would have given it a thumbs up. Too.
Tim said he didn't watch it because he's poor.
I don't even know what that means. I don't even know how to
any
respond
final,
to that.
Final thoughts on it?
No. If you like aliens, action alien movies. Stuff, science fiction stuff, go watch it.
It's fun. It's a blast.
It's fun. That's what it is. That's I like that about
it. It's a popcorn
that.
It's movie
fun.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like it's not a think
hear,
piece.
You'll hear my thoughts on The Fifth Element later in the few weeks or next week. I'm not quite sure, but I love the movie. But I know that these types, even though I think The Fifth Element did really well, or at least well, you know, these types of movies aren't for everybody. So I get it.
Yeah. Well, right on. Well, I've been Gabe.
I'm still Juan.
And you know what? Tim and Doyle just didn't show the fuck up.
Yeah, bitches. For the next four episodes.
Take forever.
Assholes.
Anyway, hope you enjoyed episode 119. Attack the Block. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.